我们要和大家一同分享的题目叫做纷争中神的心意。
So today I'm going to share with you the theme is victory in the Lord.
我们一同来思想哥林多后书。
Let's think about Second Corinthians.
进入了最后一个段落。
We're at last stage of the book.
我们曾经讲过，从第十章开始一直到哥林多后书的结束，是所有保罗书信当中语气最严厉的一段。
We talk about the beginning chapter 10, Second Corinthians comes to the last section. This section contains the toughest word of all Pauline epistles.
同时呢，从这一段的经文当中，我们看到保罗的心情，也看到他的见证。
In this section, we see Paul's all feelings and his testimony.
那么今天这段的经文呢，我们看到这个题目可能会有个问题。
So when we see the title of this sermon, you might have a question.
在这个纷争当中还有神的心意吗？
Is there God's will in strifes?
我们知道以弗所书第三章说，我们要用和平彼此联络，竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。
We know that in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 3, in the church we should make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace.
我们人生在世会遇到许多的纷争。
When we live in this world, we have many strifes.
不单是在教会里面。
Not only in the church.
在你的工作当中。
In your job.
在家庭的里面。
In your family.
夫妻之间，亲子之间。
Among couples, parents and sons, kids.
在你的人际关系里面。
In your personal relationship.
我们都常常遇到纷争。
We often have strifes.
那么今天这段的经文呢，它的背景就特别讲到使徒保罗与教会里面那些假使徒们的纷争。
So today's passage is talking about Apostle Paul and the strife between him and the false apostles.
那我们就一起来看看到底在这纷争当中是不是有神的心意。
So let's try to figure out whether this, there is God's will in this strife.
那首先呢，我们要从整本圣经来看一下圣经当中关于这个纷争的教导。
So we need to look at the whole Bible to see what's the Bible teaching about strife.
雅各书三章十六节，在何处有基督纷争，就在何处有扰乱和各样的坏事。
James 3:16, For where envy and self-seeking exist, confusion and every evil things are there.
那箴言十六章二十八节说，乖僻人播散纷争，传舌的人离间密友。
Proverbs 16:28, A perverse man sows strife, and a whisper separates the best of friends.
哥林多后书这个十二章，我们前不久刚看过的，我怕我再来的时候见你们不合我所想望的，你们见我也不合你们所想望的，又怕有纷争、嫉妒、恼怒、结党、毁谤、谗言、狂傲和混乱的事。
So in 2 Corinthians 12:20, we talked about this before. For I fear lest when I come, I shall not find you such as I wish, and that I shall be found by you such as you do not wish. Lest there be contention, jealousy, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambition, backbitings, whispers, conceits, tumults.
所以看到这里，我们已经知道，整体上整本圣经告诉我们，纷争是神所不喜悦的。
So from these verses, we know there are strifes in the Bible, but it's not God's will.
箴言二十二篇第十节，赶出亵慢人，争端就消除，纷争和羞辱也必止息。
Proverbs 22:10, cast out the scoffer, and contention will leave. Yes, strife and reproach will cease.
那马可福音三章二十四到二十五节也特别提醒我们，如果一国自相纷争，那国就站立不住；若一家自相纷争，那家就站立不住。
Mark 3:24-25 reminds us that if a kingdom is divided against itself, that kingdom cannot stand, and if a house is divided against itself, the house cannot stand.
罗马书十二章，不要以恶报恶，众人以为美的事要留心去做，若是能行，总要尽力与众人 和睦。
Romans 12:17-18, repay no one evil for evil, have regard for good things in the sight of all men. If it's possible, as much as depend on you, live peacefully with all men.
我们首先从这个创世之初来看，看神的心意，创世之初是没有纷争的，对不对？
So if we start from the beginning, in the beginning, there's no strife in the beginning.
在那美好的伊甸园里，神所造的万物一切都是好的。
In the Garden of Eden, everything God created, everything is good.
直到始祖犯罪， Paradise lost, 失乐园。
Until the, our ancestor sinned and the paradise lost.
那么呢，我们看到在未来永恒的天家天堂里面，新天新地当中有没有纷争啊？没有纷争。
And we also see that in the future, in the new heaven and new earth, there's no strife either.
所以我们知道一点。
So we know one thing.
纷争绝不是神善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
So we know that strife is not God's perfect and good will.
啊，神也不喜悦他的儿女当中有纷争。
God does not want strife among his children.
但是同时圣经当中有一些的经文也告诉我们。
But the same time, the verses in the Bible tells us.
我们来看一下这些的经文，比如说路加福音12:49-53.
Let's see these verses, Luke 12:49-53.
那主耶稣在这里就说，说我来要把火丢在地上啊，倘若已经着起来，不也是我所愿意的吗？你们以为我来是叫地上太平吗？我告诉你们，不是，乃是叫人纷争。从今以后，一家五个人将要纷争，三个人两个人纷争，两个人三个人纷争啊，父亲儿子纷争，等等等等。
So I came to send fire on earth, and how I wish it were already kindled. Do you suppose I came to give peace on earth? I tell you, not at all, but rather division. From now on five in one house will be divided. So there are three against two, two against three, father against son, and mother against daughter, etc.
当我们第一次看这段经文的时候，我们想到耶稣不是和平之君吗？ Prince of Peace.
So when we first read this verse, we thought that Jesus is the Prince of Peace.
但是怎么会说在地上起纷争呢？
But why does it say I came to send fire on earth and send divisions?
但是我们也真实的看到，确确实实，许多人常常是因耶稣起纷争。
But we actually see people are, have division because of Jesus.
在约翰福音7:43，这里就明明的记载。
John 7:43 it says.
那么使徒行传15，这里也有记载，保罗、巴拿巴与他们与那些犹太人大大的纷争辩论。
And Acts 15:2 it says, Paul and have not a small dissension with other people in the church.
那么呢，这是因为割礼的问题，后来他们就到耶路撒冷去，我们知道就开了耶路撒冷会议。
Because the question about circumcision, they went to Jerusalem and have a Jerusalem meeting.
那所以从圣经当中呢，我们有看到主耶稣和使徒。如果我们回到旧约，看到旧约当中很多的先知先贤，他们许多人都是纷争的原因，也是纷争的当事人。
So we saw that Jesus and the apostles are the reason for strife. But in the Bible, in the Old Testament, we see that many great people are also the reason and involved in strifes.
那么同时呢，圣经历史上也记载了有另外一类人的名字。
And in the Bible, it's also recorded some other people like this.
那我们来看一看这些人的名字啊，弟兄姊妹熟悉不熟悉
？Let's see these names. Do you know these names?
啊，比如说可拉啊，大贪、亚比兰、申巴拉啊、多比亚、基善、徐米乃、丢特菲、铜匠、亚历山大等等等等。
Kora, Dathan, Abiram, Sanballat.Tobiah, Gesson, Hermanius, Diotrephus, Alexander the Coppersmith.
有些可能大家熟悉，有些不太熟悉。我们来看一看圣经当中有记载这些人这些事的经文。
Many you might know, but many you might not know. Let's see the records of these people in the Bible.
在民数记16有记载，这个 可拉大贪亚比兰还有安这些人。
In Numbers 16 is recorded Korah, Dathan and Abiram, what they did.
那么呢，这些他们也是以色列会中的领袖啊，并以色列会中还有其他共250个首领啊，就是有名望选入会中的人，在摩西面前一同起来聚集，就攻击摩西亚伦说，你们擅自专权，全会众个个既是圣洁，耶和华也在他们中间，你们为什么自高超过耶和华的会众呢？这个纷争就起来了。
There were leaders in the Israelites and they took 250 leaders of the congregation and they came to Moses and said, you take too much upon yourself and for all the congregations, holy every one of them, so there's strife among them.
那么他们就攻击摩西亚伦擅自专权，当然我们也知道后面这样的一个可拉党的一个结局。
So the attack, Moses is saying he's holding on to the power, and we know the result of those peoples belong to Korah.
那以撒记在第四章一到三节，这里也记载一件事情。
In the book of Israel, chapter 4, it recorded.
啊，在所建所罗巴伯这个圣殿的时候。
When they built the temple, by
啊，那么这个回归的以色列人，他们为神建造圣殿，就有犹大和便雅悯敏的敌人知道这件事情，就去见所罗巴伯和族长们。
So the people came back to Israel, the Judah and Benjamin tribes. They started to build the church, but they are enemies of against Israelites. They come and talk to Zerubbabel.
实际上圣经也记载了这些人的名字，只不过我没有把他们列在这里。
The Bible also recorded their names, but I didn't list them.
那这些人怎么说呢？说啊，我们跟你们敬拜一样的神啊，我们也是同样向这一位神来献祭的。
They say that we also seek your God as you do, and we have sacrificed to him since together.
那让我们与你们一同来建造。
Let us build with you.
啊。那第三节所罗巴伯啊和其他的族长怎么回答呢？说我们建造神的殿与你们无干。哇，这个纷争又起来了。
So, but Zerubbabel and Joshua told them that you may do nothing with us to build a house of the Lord. So the strife started.
不单是重建圣殿，重建圣城也是同样。
Not only rebuild the temple.It also happens when they rebuild the city.
啊，这个尼希米记有记载啊，这个尼希米啊对以色列众人说：“我们起来建造吧。”
It's also recorded in the Nehemiah told them, "Let's start, get up and start building."
在他们奋勇做这个善工的时候呢
，When they started to build the city,
那这个申巴拉、多比亚、基善这些人，他们听见了。
Sambalat and Tobiah and Geshen, they heard about it.
啊，那他们就嘲笑我们，藐视我们说，你们做什么呢？要背叛王吗？就开始控告他们，就开始诽谤他们。
They laughed at them and then saying, "What are you doing? Are you against the king?" So they started to laugh at them.
那尼希米这样回答他们说。天上的神必使我们亨通，我们做他仆人的要起来建造，你们却在耶路撒冷无份无权无纪念。
Nehemiah answered them, "The God of heaven himself will prosper us, therefore we his servant will arise and build, but you have no heritage or right or memorial in Jerusalem."
哦，那我们知道这里又有许许多多的这个征战。
So we know there's a lot of stripes.
哦，那我们来到新约当中，我们继续来看。
So we come to the New Testament. Let's continue to see.
啊，提摩在前书第一章就记载，告诉我们说，有人丢弃良心，就在真道上，如同船破坏了一般。其中有徐米乃和亚历山大，我已经把他们交给撒旦，使他们受责罚，就不再棒读了。
First Timothy chapter 1 and recorded that.Having faith and a good conscience, which some having rejected concerning the faith, have suffered shipwreck, of whom are Hymenaeus and Alexander, whom I deliver to Satan, that they may learn not to blaspheme.
哦，这里讲的是非常非常的严厉的。
It's very serious talk here.
啊，约翰，三书第九节啊，我曾略略写信给教会，但那在教会中好为首的丢特非不接待我们。
So in John, 3 John verse 9 says, I wrote to the church, but Diotrephes, who loves to have the preeminence among them, does not receive us.
那最后有著名的铜匠亚历山大，这也是在教会当中啊后为首的。保罗说，铜匠亚历山大多多的害我，主必照他所行的报应他。
Lastly, we have the Alexander the coppersmith. He wanted to be the leader in the church. And Paul said, Alexander the coppersmith did not mean much harm. May the Lord repay him according to his works.
那我们看了这么多的经文，我们晓得一点，在圣经当中，从旧约到新约，神的子民、神的仆人经历许多的纷争。
So from all the verses we read, and we know that in the church, from ancient to now, God's people survive a lot of strifes.
那到底在这个纷争当中有没有神的心意呢？在这里要和弟兄姊妹来分享一节啊，很容易被忽略的经文，也很容易被误解的经文。
So, we want to see a verse that Bible teaches about God's will in strifes. There's a verse I want to share with you. This verse that people usually neglect or misinterpret.
特别是在我们这个中文和合本的翻译当中啊，我们先来读一下这段的经文，在更多前书十一章十八到十九节。
Especially in the Chinese translation, let's read First Corinthians 11:18-19.
啊，在这里就是我们每一次圣餐啊所读的这段经文之前就讲到啊，这十一章啊前面就讲到，保罗说：第一，我听说你们聚会的时候彼此分门别类，我也稍微的信这话。
So this verse is right before the verse we shared before the communion. Paul says, for first of all, when you come together as a church, I hear that there are division among you, and in part I believe it.
那么第十九节呢，紧接着说，在你们中间不免有分门结党的事，好叫那些有经验的人显明出来。
Verse 19 says, for those must also...There must also be factions among you, that those who are approved may be recognized among you.
这节经文呢，这个中文和合本的翻译说有经验的人。
So in the Chinese translation says people who are experienced.
那么英文的翻译是什么呢？是 approved.
But English translation says approved.
这个有经验的这个词，它本来意思是指的是经得起考验的，是这个意思。
So,
所以叫 approved.
In the Chinese translation, experience meaning a person has been through test and was approved.
那这个希腊文这个原文这个词叫做 dokimos.
The Greek original word is dokimos.
那这个 dokimos 这个词呢，在原文当中本来有一个意思，指的是这种货币钱币经过检验了啊，被 approve 啊，被这个证明这是好的，是这个意思。
So documents original meaning is that the coins that used in the marketplace it has been tested and proved to show it's a good one.
那我们在讲这个 documents 这个词之前呢，我先给大家分享，这个就不用翻译了啊，就中文新译本和中文吕振中译本对这个十九节是怎么翻译的，我读给大家听哈。新译本呢是这样翻译，说你们中间会有分党结派的事，这是必然的，为的是要使那些经得起考验的人显明出来。那中文吕振中译本呢是这样翻译，说为要让被试验为可取的人在你们中间显明出来，你们中间总不能没有派别的。所以这两个的翻译呢比较更准确的把这个 dokimos 啊，这个有经验的这个意思把它翻了出来。
So those are just different translation in Chinese.
啊，所以我们就不用把它就翻译成英文了。那下面呢，到底这个 dokimos 本来是为什么说是跟这个钱币有关呢？这个和这个希腊古希腊这个钱币的历史是密切相关的。
Why does the dokimos related to the coins? This is from the ancient Greek history.
我先问大家一个问题哈， 啊，我们都用这个钱 coin 都用这个硬币，一个两毛五 quarter 的硬币是在美国最常见的。它这个周围边缘上面有什么
？Let me ask you a question. Everybody uses coins in America. When you use the quarter, around the quarter, what do you see? The coin quarter, what do you see?
没有，印着一道一道的棱，是不是啊？
啊，
密密麻麻的这一道一道的。
There are marks around it.
那为什么会有这样的这个棱呢
？Why these are etched marks?
这个就跟古代钱币有关，因为古代的钱币不是说是这个钢的、铜的，它是金的、银的，很值钱。
It's related to the coins in ancient time. It's made of gold or silver, so it's worth a lot. 啊，
而且那个金银呢，相对来说也比较的软。
But gold and silver are soft metals.
那么有的人呢，而且以前那个钱币呢，印的也不是很规则啊，就是。这个铸造也不是很规则，他拿过来以后就拿刀把这个边缘就往下削。
So when the coin was just made, it has rough edges, so people just shaved the edges to make it smooth.
削下的金银就是他自己的了。
So the shaved metal he will keep as his own.
然后呢，他再拿到市场上去流通，去当成足值的这个金币银币去买东西。
So people shaved the metal, the coins, and then the coins worth less, but they still use it as a full weight coin to in the market to buy stuff.
哎，所以后来这个历史上，后来才有人发明硬币的边缘要弄这个一道一道的棱，因为你一削就看出来了。
So later on, they divided the marks on the side of the coin, so if people shave it, you can see it.
哎，你知道美国的这个 quarter 啊，以前实际上里面是含银子的。
Do you know the American quarter used to have silver in it?
当然了，今天好多的这个硬币已经就是很普通的金属了，但是呢，这个传统是这样留下来。
So, but nowadays the coins are made of cheap metals, but the tradition keep kept.
好了，在罗马帝国那个时代啊，曾经在一个世纪之内，雅典通过了80多条的法律来制止这种削减流通当中硬币的做法。
So in ancient world, in one century, in Athens, they passed eight laws to forbid people from shaving their coins.
但是呢，有一些兑换银钱的啊，这个兑换商银行家，他们是有诚信的人。
But some of the business coin trader, they are a righteous person.
他们不接受假币。
They don't take the coins that shaved.
拿来摇一摇，这个分量轻了。
When they weigh it, the weight is not right.
所以他们只投放真正足重量货币的人，这种正直的人在当时就被称为叫 dokimas.
So those people only use the full weight coins. Those people are called dokimas.
所以这个词实际上在这里就来形容基督徒应该在世人当中呈现的样子。
So this word describes how Christians should be behave in the this world.
所以保罗在这里说，在你们中间不免有分门结党的人，好叫那些 dokimas 显明出来。
So Paul is saying, for those must also be factions among you, so that those who are approved may be recognized among you.
那显明这个词呢，也是比较特别 ，manifest evident.
So manifest is a very special word.
Recognize. 那这个同样这个词在更多前书。三章十三节也有出现。
So the same word showed up in 1 Corinthians 3 verse 13.
那里讲到说，个人的工程必然显露，因为那日子要将它表明出来，有火发现，这火要试验个人的工程怎样。
So each one's work will be manifested. The day will declare it because it will reveal by fire, and the fire will test each one's work for what sort it is.
所以我们看到纷争本身是。不好的。
So we see that strife itself is not good.
但是呢，在神许可的旨意当中。
But under God's permissive will.
在这个纷争当中，又有的时候要显明出来神的心意。
God used strife to show God's will.
弟兄姊妹，刚才我们说了，神的 perfect will 跟神 perfect will 相对的，还有一种我们讲到神的心意叫做 permissive will。
So we talk about God's perfect will, but in contrast to God's perfect will, there is God's permissive will.
这世界上有许多事情，比如说良善、慈爱、怜悯、同情这些是神 这个善良、纯全和喜悦的旨意。
So there are many good things in this world, like goodness, kindness, and etc. These are God's good and perfect will.
啊，我们知道这世上没有一件事情的发生没有经过神的许可。
We know that everything happened in this world has to go through God's permission.
但绝不是每一件事情发生都是神他自己所喜悦的。
But it doesn't mean everything happened that is pleasing to God.
我们的始祖犯罪是不是神喜悦的
？So when Adam and Eve commit sin, is that pleasing to God?
这是符合神纯全的旨意，还是违背神纯全的旨意？
It,
大家回答。
Is it God's perfect and good will, or is it against God's will? Can you answer?
是遵从神纯全的旨意还是违背神纯全的旨意我们始祖犯罪
Is it follow God's will or is it against God's will when they sin?
明明的是违背
It's clearly they disobey God's will
那今天很多时候也是同样我们看到这些的战争啊，看到这些人与人之间的尔虞我诈杀戮包括我们昨天我们刚才说到的这些暗杀的这种行为啊，来到美国这些都是神所不喜悦的
So the same happens today There are so many wars So many strifes disagreement And also including yesterday's happened to Trump Is not according to God's perfect will
不管是哪一个党派的这候选人大家都是来和平的文明的竞选让这种杀戮这种暴力要远离选举
doesn't matter which party you are we should have peace elections in this world
在旧约当中有一很明显的神许可旨意的例子以色列人去找撒母耳说求撒母耳给他们立个王
So there's a very good example for God's permissive will when Israelites asked Samuel to give them a king.
那撒母耳不高兴，神也不高兴。
Samuel is not pleased, and God is not pleased either.
神说他们求立王是因为不要我做他们的王。
When they ask for a king, it's because they don't want me to be their king.
所以这是违背神善良纯全旨意的。
So this is against God's perfect and good will.
但是神跟撒母耳说你警告他们之后如果他们还是要王你就给他们立王
So God told Samuel you can warn them but if they insist you can give them a king
所以这里明显的是神的一个许可的旨意
So it's clearly it's God's permissive will
好那么纷争有的时候发生我们看到当然每一件都有神的许可但有些纷争在神的许可的旨意当中有神一份的心意
So God, strive with God's permissive will, but strive also has God's special will in it.
其实我们在现实生活当中啊，我们都常常难免遇到纷争，对不对
？So in our daily life, it's unavoidable that we have strife.
那罗马书呢也教导我们，刚才我们读过，若是能行，总要尽力与众人和睦。
Romans teaches if it is possible, as much as you depend on you, live peacefully with all men.
但是有的时候你说这个纷争为什么有时候也能有好的结果呢大家听过没听过我们中国人一个传统的讲法叫不打不相识
So how come sometimes strife can lead to good things Have you heard the Chinese saying that without fighting you don't know each other
本来两个人有很多的这个纷争互相的这个争斗最后怎么样呢成了好朋友了
So there's some two people they have a lot of arguments a lot of fighting but eventually they become good friends
你有没有这样的经历
Do you have this kind of experience?
我就有这样的经历
I have this kind of experience
我以前读书的时候有一个这个同学那个同学就这个我们两个人就他对我不好然后我也不喜欢他
So when I was a student I have a classmate he disliked me I don't like him I do not like him
有一次打球的时候然后我断了球然后我去那个上篮结果他追我追不上从后面使劲推我差点把我吹一个跟头
This one time we were playing basketball I got the ball I want to go to the basket to, and then he's behind me trying to chase me he couldn't catch up so he pushed me so I fell
但是我好生气
So I was so mad
不过长话短说呢后来我跟这个同学成为了好朋友
So long story short we became very good friends
非常好的朋友
Very good friends
而且后来他也信主了。
And he became a Christian too.
啊，在来到北美，我有一次去他们城市讲道，我就住在他家里面。
So after I came to America, one time I went to his city to preach. I live in his house.
所以有的时候我们通过这个纷争。
So sometimes through strife.
啊，那好像彼此也更多的有一些的了解。
So we can know each other better.
最后有的时候叫化干戈为玉帛，这大家都听过吧？
So have you heard that we turn wars into presents?
那么呢，我们讲到哈、啊，教会、工作、家庭等等各方面的纷争，我们就讲到这个婚姻呐、啊，我跟大家分享几句。
About strife in many situations, but let's take marriage as an example.
我敢说，每一对夫妻，每一个婚姻当中都有纷争，都吵架。
I dare to say that there is strife in every marriage.
大家同意不同意？
Do you agree?
你们都不说话，都点头呢，都点头。
Everybody's nodding.
有没有哪对夫妻说我们夫妻从来不纷争不吵架的？举个手，我们看看。
Any couple say we never fought? Can you raise your hand?
有吗？
Is there anyone?
一个都没有。
There's no one.
如果哪一对夫妻举手，那我恭喜你，你们今天刚结婚。
So if anybody raised their hands, I think you just got married today.
如果不是今天刚结婚的，你说我们结婚好久了，我们从来不吵架，我说你假冒为善。
If you married for a long time, but you say you never fought, then I'll say you are hypocrites.
所有夫妻都纷争都吵架，但是我常常跟许多的这个夫妻，我们对不起，我和师母给他们做婚姻辅导的时候，我就讲了，我说你们不会吵架。
So me and my wife usually counsel married couples. I told them you don't know how to fight or argue.
什么叫不会吵架？吵架还有个会吵架
？So what does it mean you don't know how to argue?
好了，我告诉大家哈，我们这里今天不是讲这个夫妻关系，我就简单的说，什么叫会吵架？夫妻之间有的吵架是建设性的。
So we're not talking counseling marriage. So I'll put it get it simple. When we argue, we need to be constructive.
这个夫妻之间有的吵架是什么呢？是一种彼此交流的，只不过交流的更激烈一点。
It's communication between couples, but it's a very aggressive communication.
但是呢，是 contained 的。英文知道 contained 的，就是它不是这个不断升级的。不是 escalating.
It's not aggressive escalating.
好，那继续说，夫妻之间建设性的吵架不论断。
So you are not judgmental.
是在这个过程当中学功课的。
We learn lessons through the process.
是怎么样呢？是不重复我们过往的错误，重新又来一遍。
And we don't repeat the wrongdoing that we have.
还有呢，在夫妻之间这个争吵吵架过程当中，我们建立一些的原则。
And during the argument, we need to have set principles.
总结经验。
We have to conclude the lesson we learned.
然后呢，你看一个比较长的时期是越来越少的，这个吵得越来越少。
So after a long time, you see the arguments less and less.
吵得也越来越轻。
The severity is less and less.
那我就说这对夫妻是属于会吵架的。
Then I say this couple know how to argue.
好啊，那我们就讲到这里。那下面我们就来看。在纷争当中，特别是在教会里面，有的时候在不可避免的情况之下，在神许可的旨意当中，显明神什么样的心意。
So we're going to see the sometimes unavoidable there are strife in church. We want to see what's God's will in strife in the church.
第一点，我们看到有的时候是为了显明神的真理。
The first is that it is to show God's truth.
Yeah.很多一些的真理原则不可妥协的。
There are truths that cannot compromise, and it's God showing you.
在哥罗后书十一章第三到第四节，刚才我们读过的。
Second Corinthians chapter 11, 3 to 4, we read it before.
这个读过我们就不再重复。
So we're not going to read it again.
那这个地方呢，我要特别指出来一点啊，这是为了真理，为了福音来竭力争辩。
So I want to point that it's for the.Gospel for the truth that we are arguing with other people.
整体上我们和合本的翻译非常的好。
The Chinese translation is very good.
但是这个地方呢，这个第四节的翻译啊，又是可能会容易引起一点的小误解。
But the translation verse 4 might lead to some misconception.
那保罗说，如果有人到你们这里另传一个福音，就指着教会当中那些个假使徒。
So when Paul says somebody come here and preach another gospel, it's talking about the false apostles.
然后您看这个中文哈，中文和合本最后一句话说，你们容让他也就罢了。
So the last part of verse 4, it says, you may look up, is it?
这个中文和英文大家看到这个意思有点不太一样。
The English translation is a little bit different from the Chinese translation.
中文好像说你们容让他也是可以的，有这个理解。
So in Chinese translation, it sounds like you can let them and you accept it.
那中文圣经新译本怎么翻译呢？说你们倒可以容忍得下，然后一个惊叹号。
So in the new translation of Chinese, it says, "Then you accept it."
实际上，保罗是在这里讲一个反话，是在讽刺他们。
Actually, Paul is saying the opposite way. He's ridiculing them.
所以这个英文说 "You may well put up with it."
So in the English.
英文是这样说的。这个意思是什么？告诉我，真理是有排他性的，我们是不能够容让假的福音的。
So it's saying that the truth is exclusive. You cannot let other truths come in.
指的是信徒的心，当被引诱，失去了在主面前的纯一清洁的时候，那么有的人传这种假的福音，你们居然也能够容让他们了。保罗是这个意思。
So Paul is saying, when other people come and preach another gospel, you also let them, you accept them, and this is not right.
我们来看加拉太书第一章六到十节，先看中文，等一下我们来看英文。
So Galatians 1:6-10.
那么保罗说呢，说如果有人传别的福音，那不是福音啊，是有人搅扰你们，要把基督的福音改了。第八节说，不论是我们是天上来的使者，若传福音给你们与我们所传给你们的不同，他就应当被咒诅啊。我已经说了，现在又说，若有人传福音给你们与你们所领受的不同，他就应当被咒诅。我现在是要得人的心呢，还是要得神的心呢？我岂是要讨人喜欢吗？若仍旧讨人的喜欢，我就不是基督的仆人了。
So Paul is saying, in verse 8, but even if we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel to you than what we have preached to you, let him be accursed. And as we have said before, so now I say it again, if anyone preaches any other gospel to you than what you have received, let him be accursed.Accursed. For do I now persuade men, O God, or do I seek to please men? For if I still please men, I would not be a bondservant of Christ.
所以首先第一点显明神的真理，第二点要显明神的大能。
So first one is showing God's truth. The second one is showing God's power.
我们相不相信我们的神有这样的能力？
Do you believe God has such great power?
在一切的逆境当中，在人看为是不好的事情，也确实是不好的事情当中，能够显明神有化妆的祝福。
So in conditional adversary and in a very great bad situation, do you believe that God has power to overcome it?
罗马书八章二十八节，我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处。
Romans 8:28, and we know that all things work together for good to those who love God.
那我们讲到这节经文呢，我们稍微提一句，很多弟兄姊妹都很喜欢这节经文，尤其是喜欢这一节的前半段。
When we talk about this verse, I need to mention that a lot of people like brother and sister like this verse, especially the first part.
我们晓得万事互相效力。
We know that everything works together.
但是不是让所有人都得益处？
But it's not for everyone to have goodness.
你要注意后半段讲什么呀？说叫爱神的人得益处。
Do you notice the latter part of the verse? To those who love God.
弟兄姊妹，我们不要怀疑神的大能。
We do not, brother and sister, do not doubt God's power.
那同时呢，我们也要问一个问题：我是不是爱神？
But at the same time, we need to ask: Do I love God?
有时候你会说，神呢，你是叫万事互相效力的，但为什么我落到这样的一个光景当中？
Sometimes you say, God, you all things make work together for good to those who love him, but how come I'm in such a bad situation?
如果你是爱神，神是知道的。
If you love God, God knows.
也必叫你能够得到，最终得到益处。
And God will make sure that eventually you will have goodness.
为什么？因为你后面看二十九节，他预先所知道的，就预先定下效法他儿子模样，等等等等，这一串这个救恩的事情就出来了。
Because in verse 29 it says, for those he foreknow, he will also call and operate them.
Amen. 那么第三点，我们看到什么呢？显明神的子民。
The third point is to show God's children.
啊。在这个十一章第一、第二节，刚才我们也已经都读过的，保罗说：“你们宽容我这点渔网，原是宽容我的；我为你们所起的愤恨，原是神那样的愤恨。因为什么？我曾把你们许配一个丈夫，要把你们如同贞洁的童女献给基督。”
So Second Corinthians 11 verse 1 to 2.That you will bear with me in a little folly, and indeed you do bear with me, for I am jealous for you with godly jealousy, for I have betrothed you to one husband, and I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ.
在这里显明各个教会里面有一些人的信徒，他们真的是跟随神的，他们真的是爱主的。保罗也显明他们是神的子民。
So in the Church of Corinth, there are brothers and sisters are actually God's people. Paul wants to present them as God's children.
他们是不应该去跟随那些的假先知、假使徒的。
They should not follow those false prophets or false apostles.
好，那这个地方呢？我要把你们如同贞洁的童女献给基督。我要再说一句了，我们这个地方和合本的翻译呢，又稍微的差那么一点点。
So it says, I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ. I need to say the Chinese translation is a little bit long.
前面呢说，我把你们许配几个丈夫。
How many husbands?
啊，有数量词的，对不对？几个呀？
How many?
几个丈夫？一个丈夫，明讲一个丈夫。
It's just one husband.
那下面如同贞洁的童女，实际上也是有量词的，几个？是不是复数的
？How many version？
明讲是什么呀 ？As a chaste version， one， 一个。
一个童女。
为什么这样讲呢
？Why does he say that？
今天很多时候，以前我记得和弟兄姊妹分享过，在教会里面大家有一个误解。
So there's in today's church there's a misconception about this verse。
好了，我考考大家哈，根据圣经。
Let me ask you according to the Bible。
我们信徒个人，你个人，你我个人，与基督的关系都有哪些重的关系
？As a believer, our relationship with Jesus, how many different relationships are there?
Individual, on individual level. 有没有父子关系
？Is there a father and son relationship?
有没有父子关系？你说天父是基督，是不是永在的父，和平的君？有没有？有
Jesus the everlasting father and prince of peace.
好啊，父子关系有，有没有君臣关系
？Is there a king and subject?
他是万王之王，对不对
？Is the king of kings.
啊，有没有主仆关系
？Is there a master and servant relationship?
啊，这个不用说，有。有没有兄弟关系
？Is there brotherhood?
啊，他是在弟兄中做长子。
He's the elder brother among the brothers.
First one.那好，那继续来啊，有没有牧羊人与羊的关系
？There's a shepherd and sheep relationship.
也有。
Yes.
好，下面这个要小心仔细回答，有没有丈夫和妻子的关系
？So is there husband and wife relationship?
没有，对了。
No.
在个人层面上，我们跟基督是没有夫妻关系的。
As an individual, we don't have the husband and wife relationship with.Christ.
这是天主教的一个多年的一个遗传。
It's a remnant from Catholicism.
那么天主教是这样的，你看他的好多这个修女啊，他们呢是说啊，我一辈子守童身，然后我就嫁给基督。
In Catholicism, some of the nuns will say, "I'm married to Christ and I keep as single my whole life."
啊，有的这个天主教修会，当你发这个誓言，你加入修会做修女的时候，发你一个结婚戒指戴在这个无名指上。
So in Catholic Church, when nun joined the Catholic Church, they gave her a wedding ring.As she's married to Christ.
那这个传统一直传到今天，我们基督教当中，我们很多时候还是不分辨。
So the tradition passed down to Christianity today, we still cannot tell the difference.
你说基督是新郎，然后我们是新娘，是新妇。
So you say Christ is the bridegroom and we are the bride.
圣经当中所有讲到基督的新妇、新娘子，全都是单数的。
So when in the Bible, when we talk about the bride of the Jesus, it's always a singular form.
包括这里贞洁的童女是一个，不是复数的。
Including here is as a chaste virgin is one.
甚至我看到有的很有名的神学家牧者到这个地方还讲说啊，你看这是一个证据，我们跟基督有个人的夫妻的关系，这是错的。
Sometimes famous Bible interpreters use this verse say we are bride of Christ. 啊，
有的人解经，有的解经家很有名的这个牧者解经也解错了，说你看。十个童女，五个有油，五个没有油。大家记得这个主耶稣讲的故事吗
？Some famous interpreter of the Bible say there are ten virgins. One have oil, and the other five did not.
哎呀，我们仔细再多想一步，难道一结婚一下娶十个老婆吗
？When you think clearly, does a man marry ten wives at the same time?
圣经明明的告诉我们，神的 perfect will, 纯全的旨意是一夫几妻啊。
The Bible tells clearly God's perfect and good will is one husband, how many wives?
一妻嘛
One wife.
一个亚当几个夏娃一个夏娃嘛
One Adam, how many Eve? Just one Eve.
所以那十个童女不是新娘是伴娘大家一定要听清楚
Those ten virgins are not brides, they are bridesmaids.
啊甚至我们在对这个雅歌啊，旧约雅歌的 Song of Solomon 的这个解经当中，也把它呢这个伸展到一个地步，好像说，哎呀，这个基督啊是新娘，然后他是良人，我们是新妇。
So sometimes when we talk about the Song of Solomon, because it's talk about relationship between husband and wife, we thought we are the bride and Jesus the groom.
山德里本来就是歌颂夫妻之间的美好的爱情。
It's talking the Song of Solomon is talking about the love relationship between husband and wife.
啊，如果你稍微延伸一点讲到基督和教会的关系，这还说得过去。
So if you extend that to talk about Christ and the church, yes, it's right.
啊，所以今天有的时候我们还唱歌，哎呀，主耶稣啊，你是丈夫，然后我是妻子，大家都跟着唱。
So sometimes we sing songs that.Jesus, you are the husband, and I am the wife.
姐妹跟着唱已经很勉强了，弟兄也跟着唱。
So when sisters sing that, it's kind of hard, but it's even harder for the brothers to sing that.
好了，所以这里我们要一定要清楚，这只一个童女是什么？是教会圣洁的教会。
So we have to make it clear, a virgin here is pointing to the church.
好，时间关系，我们继续往下看第四点，叫显明神的仆人。
The fourth point is showing God's servant.
啊，在跟后书十一章的五到十一节这后面这一部分，我们因为比较长没有读啊，我在这里读给大家。保罗说：“但我想，我一点不在那些最大的使徒以下。我的言语虽然粗俗，我的知识却不粗俗。这是我们在凡事上向你们众人显明出来的。”我因为白白传神的福音给你们就自居卑微叫你们高升这算是我犯罪吗我亏负了别的教会向他们取了工价来给你们效力我在你们那里缺乏的时候并没有累着你们一个人因我所缺乏的那从马其顿来的弟兄们都不足了我向来凡事谨守后来也必谨守总不至于累着你们就基督的诚实在我里面就无人能在该亚一带地方阻挡我的自夸为什么呢是因我不爱你们吗这有神知道
So 2 Corinthians chapter 11, 5-11 says, For I consider that I am not at all inferior to the most eminent apostle, even though I am untrained in speech, yet I am notin knowledge, but we have been thoroughly manifested among you in all things. Did I commit sin in humbling myself that you might be exalted? Because I preached the gospel of God to you free of charge. I robbed other churches, taking wages from them to minister to you. And when I was present with you, and I in need, I was a burden to no one for what I lacked.The brethren who came from Macedonia supplied, and in everything I kept myself from being burdensome to you, and so I will keep myself as the truth of Christ is in me. No one should stop me from this boasting in the region of Achaia. Why? Because I do not love you, God knows.
我们要知道，在教会当中，有的纷争当中，有的传道人在这个纷争当中显明自己不是神的仆人。
So we know in churches when there is strife, some minister show through strife that he is not a servant of God.
他们服侍的不是神，而是自己的肚腹。
They serve not God but their own stomach.
有的传道人不敢坚持原则。
Some minister do not stick to their principles.
或者说有的传道人他没有原则。
Or we can say some minister do not have principles.
到处去迎合人，讨人的喜悦。
They only please God, please human, sorry.
不敢斥责罪。
They cannot confront sin.
甚至还得到谦卑的一个好名声。
And then still get a good name of being humble.
那保罗来到哥林多教会，在服侍他们的过程当中，
When Paul came to the church of Corinth and served them,
遇到这些假师傅的抵挡，
he is opposed by the false apostles.
保罗在这段经文当中讲到了他自己的心意。
So Paul talked about his own heart in this passage.
保罗在他们的服侍不是为了满足自己的肚腹。
Paul's service in Corinth is not to fulfill his own stomach.
这里保罗说我亏负了别人别的教会啊，原文是 rob 我掠夺抢夺了别的教会来服侍你们。
Paul said that I rob other church to serve you.
啊，这个是一个形容词啊，表明这种程度。当然不是 rob， 是马其顿的教会甘心乐意的给保罗有金钱的供给。
So the verb rob is showing how serious this word is. Paul, Macedonia church supports Paul so he can serve in Corinth.
保罗像一个宣教士来到他们中间来服侍哥林多的教会。
So Paul is like a missionary came to Corinth to serve the church.
所以保罗他是靠福音养生的，这个没有错。
Paul is supported by the gospel.
有人说保罗也支过帐篷，那是非常短期的。
Some people say Paul was tent maker, but that's only a short time.
保罗是靠福音养生，但是呢，他娶或者不娶是非常有原则的。
Paul is supported by gospel, but he has a principle to take or not to take.
在哥林多教会这样一种情形当中，他宁可去掠夺别的教会，他也不从他们中间取一分钱。
Because the situation that the church of Corinth is in, he would rather not to take anything from the church of Corinth.
今天呢，有的时候有人说这个做传道的工作挺轻松的。
Today some people will say it's very easy to be a minister.
我就打心底里面很想跟说这样的话的弟兄或者姊妹，我跟他们交换一下位置。
So I from the bottom of my heart want to exchange position with this person.
你来做一做这个传道人的工作，你就知道。
You come and do the work of a minister, then you know.
实在不是人干的。
It's not for ordinary people.
但是我们马上要讲清这个不是人干，我要解释一下。第一个，不是人凭着自己的血气能够干的。
I want to explain why it's not for ordinary people. It's not you cannot do it by your own effort.
不是靠人的能力、智慧、口才等等能够做的。
It's not depending on your wisdom, your ability.
也不是人自己有热心却没有神的呼召，你就能够坚持下来。
You cannot do it if you have your own eagerness, but there's no calling from God.
传道的工作不轻松。
The work of minister is not easy.
如果传道的工作轻松，为什么今天各处的教会都缺传道人？
If it's easy, how come there are so many churches don't have ministers?
所以有弟兄姊妹问，你知道我们前一段教会找这个助理传道助理牧师。
You know, some time ago we were looking for assistant minister.
我们接到几份的这个联系啊，他们有寄来自己的一些信仰啊、简历等等。
We received some applications.
那我们跟他们有的有联系，有的甚至都还没有这个建立联系，进一步的联系。
Contact some of them, for some of them we haven't even contacted them.
现在数份的这个简历当中有两个传道人已经都被别的教会给抢走了。
In a few applications, two of the applicants already serve in other churches.
各处都缺传道人。
Everywhere they are, they need ministers.
传道。实在是神的呼召才能够做得下来。
You have to have God's calling to be a minister.
有位牧师，这个牧师我认得，现在他已经退休了。
I know a pastor, and he is retired.
他在牧养教会的过程当中，教会经历许多的纷争。
When he was pastoring a church, there's a lot of strifes.
因为这个牧师非常的坚持原则。
Because this pastor stick to his principle.
不合圣经的做法，不合圣经的教导，他一律的拒绝。
If a thing is not done biblical way, he reject it.
有人要结婚，他们这个结婚是不合圣经的。
The couple want to marry. The marriage is not according to the Bible.
找来这个牧师，让这个牧师给主持。
They asked the pastor to officiate.
这是教会里面的会友啊。
These are people come to the church.
这个牧师说：“对不起，我不能给你主持。”
And the pastor says, "Sorry, I cannot officiate this wedding."
啊，然后呢，这个 couple 就跟牧师说：“那这样吧，我们借用我们自己的教会的教堂。”
And the couple say, "Can we use the church?"
你看他们在教会里面都奉献啊、捐钱啊，这个用个教堂啊，这个总可以吧
？They come to church. They also give donation to the church. They think they of course they can use the church.
这个牧师跟他说：“对不起，教堂也不给你们用。”
The pastor say, "Sorry, we cannot let you use the church."
哇，这下把他们得罪了。
Wow, this offended this couple.
教会里面许多的纷争，然后攻击诽谤，这是其中一件事情。
So there's a lot of strifes in the church, and this is just one of them.
这个牧师在教会里经历许许多多，后来许多的流言把这个牧师当成一个故宫来对待。
So there's a lot of slander and accusation. They treat the pastor as a higher person.
虽然现在这个牧师已经退休，他讲到当年的事情，说每次想起都会心痛。
Even though this pastor already retired, but every time he talk about things in that church, he feel very sad.
好，我们下面看。第五点叫显明属灵征战的真实。
The fifth point, showing spiritual battle is for real.
第十二到第十五节，保罗说：“我现在所做的，后来还要做。”
So, verse 12 to 15, Paul says, "But what I do, I will also continue to do."
我要断绝那些寻机会人的机会，使他们在所夸的事上已不过与我们。一样，那等人是假使徒，行事诡诈，装作基督使徒的模样，这也不足为怪，因为连撒旦也装作光明的天使，所以他的差役若装作仁义的差役，也不算稀奇，他们的结局必然照着他们的行为。
That I may cut off the opportunity from those who desire an opportunity to be regarded as we are in the things of which they boast. For such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into apostles of Christ. And no wonder, for Satan himself transformed himself into an angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also transform themselves into ministers of righteousness, whose end will be according to their works.
弟兄姊妹，你要知道，属灵的征战是非常真实的。
Brother and sister, you have to know the spiritual battle is for real.
一个教会如果有这三个方面，一定会面临那个撒旦的攻击。
There are three areas that you will face attacks from Satan.
第一个，如果这个教会持守圣经的真理和原则。
First is if the church uphold scripture principles and scripture principles.
在信仰上不妥协。
There's no
compromise
in their faith.
第二点，如果这个教会在热心的去传扬福音，领人归主。
The second is if this church is very eager and spreading the gospel and bring people to the Lord.
第三点，如果这个教会事工兴旺，在不断的发展。
And third is that the work of the church is.Keep on spreading out and going big and big.
主要就是三点当中的一点，撒旦在这个教会当中肯定坐不住。
As long as one of the things is true for the church, that Satan will attack this church.
属灵征战一定会来。
The spiritual battle will come.
但是我们也不用惧怕。
But we need to be afraid.
因为我们知道我们的主在十字架上早已经得胜了。
Because we know Jesus has won the victory on the cross.
也要让他的儿女在属灵的征战当中来学到这样宝贵的功课。
So he wants his children to learn the spiritual truth through the battles, through the spiritual battle.
首先有一个功课我们一定要学到，你要知道撒旦和撒旦的差役啊，他们的形象往往不是说我们想象当中好像凶神恶煞啊，青面獠牙那样，好像一看就哦，这是撒旦。
So one thing you have to know that Satan and his minister, it doesn't look like monsters that we saw on the image that we have.
那这样就太容易了，不是的。撒旦和他的差役这里告诉我们怎么样，很多时候是装作光明、积极、正面、友爱、亲善、很会讨好人的形象。
So, we know that minister of Satan sometimes transform themselves into minister of righteousness and good and love and so it's
positive.
Positive.
好，下面我们看第六点。
The sixth point.
马上还有两点就结束，要操练神儿女的信心和忍耐。
For training God's children in faith and patience.
啊，我们再稍微忍耐一点就结束。
Very soon will be done.
今天的经文比较多，雅各书一章，我的弟兄们落在百般试炼中，都要以为大喜乐，因为知道你们的信心经过试验，就生忍耐，但忍耐也当成功，使你们成全完备，毫无缺欠。
James 1 says, My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience, but let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing.
越是经过这样的试炼，越显出我们的信心和忍耐的宝贵和真实。
Only when you go through this kind of trials, then it shows the truthfulness of our faith.
好，下面最后一点，第七点，怎么样呢？让神的教会更加的圣洁。
The seventh point is that sanctifying God's church.
犹大书第十八到二十三节。他们曾对你们说过，末世必有好讥诮的人，随从自己不敬虔的私欲而行，这就是那些引人结党、属乎血气、没有圣灵的人。亲爱的弟兄啊，你们却要在至圣的真道上造就自己，在圣灵里祷告，保守自己常在神的爱中，仰望我们主耶稣基督的怜悯，直到永生。有些人存疑心，你们要怜悯他们，有些人你们要从火中抢出来搭救他们，有些人你们要存惧怕的心怜悯他们，连那被情欲沾染的衣服也当厌恶。
Jude, verse 18 to 23, how they told you that there would be mockers in the last time who would walk according to their own ungodly lust. There are sensual persons who cause divisions, not having the spirit. But you, beloved, building yourself up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit, keep yourself in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ. And on some have compassion, making a distinction, but others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment defiled by the flesh.
好，最后犹大书二十四、二十五节，我们一同来读。
Read Jude 24-25.
那保守你们不失脚，叫你们无瑕无疵，欢欢喜喜站在他荣耀之前的我们的救主独一的神，愿荣耀、威严、能力、权柄，因我们的主耶稣基督归于他，从万古以前，并现今。直到永永远远，阿门。Jude 24-25. Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. Amen. 我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray.
主啊，我们同心在你的面前。
Lord, we come to you in one heart.
感谢主，您是荣耀至高的真神。
We thank you, you are the glorious and the highest true God.
您叫万事互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处。
You cause everything to happen for the good of those who love you.
在我们的顺境、逆境，在我们经历一切的征战当中，主啊，我们相信只要您许可发生，都有主的美意。
We believe that it doesn't matter what happens, as long as it is permitted by you, you have your good and perfect will in it.
也让我们保守自己常在主您自己的爱与真理当中。
And keep us always in your love and truth.
一心一意地追求主你自己的仁义圣洁和公义。
So we continue to pursue your love and righteousness.
当见主面的那一天，
When we see you,
让我们能够真的被主称许是 Dokimas.
So we can be called by you the Dokimas.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.